Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lachlan and Georgie with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, as part of a nationwide student strike for Palestine, it was announced that there would be a rally outside of Parliament House at 1 p.m. today here in Brisbane, called in opposition to the passing of bans last week against political slogans such as From the River to the Sea, which many activists have criticised as attacks on free speech. The Crisafulli government claimed the bans were about stamping out the embers of hatred that were allowed to burn unchecked for too long. We could be seeing the first major test of the slogans being prescribed as hate speech, as a student for Palestine Queensland governor said the strike happening later today would highlight fierce opposition to the new laws.
A saltwater crocodile measuring 2.3 metres has been spotted in a dam west of Brisbane, hundreds of kilometres from its natural habitat. A spokesperson for Queensland's Environmental Department said the department had received a report of a crocodile sighting near Gatton. The reptile was later removed and staff will look to rehome it. The saltwater crocodile habitat area begins at the Boyne River south of Gladstone, more than 400 kilometres from where the crocodile was found, north to the Torres Strait and across the Cape York Peninsula and Gulf Country. The maximum court-ordered penalty for unlawfully taking or keeping a saltwater crocodile in Queensland is $37,000.
And in national news, South Australian Dan Turner has completed a solo sail around the world in the mini globe race that finished in the Caribbean Sea. After 16 months at sea and 28,000 nautical miles travelled, Mr. Turner celebrated his return home from sailing solo around the world, completing the feat on a boat he built in his own garage, which he calls the Immortal Game. Turner was one of 15 competitors to sail in the mini globe race. Contestants compete in 5.8-metre class globe yachts, starting and finishing in Antigua. The boat enthusiast finished the race in second place. Mr. Turner is looking forward to turning a new leaf and getting back to normal life, while his wife, Nikki Turner, said she hopes he starts to teach sailing back home in Adelaide.
Mr. Turner, I hardly know her. Australian fashion designer Katy Perry's long trademark battle against international pop star Katy Perry has concluded. The High Court case began from disputes over the name in 2009, before mounting in 2019 when the designer took it up with the federal court. The court heard arguments regarding the trademarking of the name and its association with clothing products, with the favour tipping towards the Australian designer following claims that their respective operations were unlikely to deceive or cause confusion given the singer's reputation in Australia. Costs of the battle are to be awarded in the Australian's favour.
And in international news, the family of a girl who was critically injured in a Canadian school shooting is suing OpenAI after not alerting authorities despite ChatGPT having prior knowledge of the shooter's plans. An account linked to the shooting suspect was banned by the AI company due to the nature of their conversations with the chatbot in June of 2025. The authorities were not notified. 12 OpenAI employees reportedly flagged the activity as indicated of imminent risk or harm and even recommended informing law enforcement. But the company previously stated it did not alert police because the account did not meet the required threshold.
For your weather today, I'm going to say it, weather I hardly know her, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. There is no fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the maximum band.
And there we go. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. But in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.